Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Siman Shin Yud Ches. We are holding at Siman Shin Yud Ches, Si'if Yud Ches. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Asal Letuach Shemen V'Shum Alatzli Ba'odo Keneged HaMadura, Afilu Nislatzli Mibod Yom. Let's say you have meat roasting, like on a, you know, like one of those shawarma things, that it's spinning on the thing over the fire, so you're not allowed to smear it with oil or with garlic while it's there, because the oil and the garlic is not pre-cooked, it's raw. So you're cooking that oil and the garlic. Even if the meat was fully cooked or fully roasted already before Shabbos started, to be called makom, yispashal shum v'shemen, because the shum and the shemen, the garlic and the oil, is being cooked. So that's the last halacha tzimun shin yud ches. Let's see what the Mishnah Brura has to say. Keneged hamadura lav dafka. It doesn't necessarily mean dafka when the meat is still on the fire that you're not allowed to put the shemen and the shum on it. Even if you take the meat off of the spit, you take it off of the item that it's the pole, the spit that it's cooking on, and it's still boiling hot, you're also not allowed to rub oil or garlic on it, because that's still very hot and it still has the din of a kli rishon, so it still has the capacity to cook the oil or the garlic. Va'afilu miniach achar kach ala ka'arashu klisheni gam kenasur da kama poskum sam dover gush kol zman shayatzel as well. Afilu klisheni mevashel. And even if you put it on a klisheni, you put it on a plate, it's going to be asur, because many poskum hold that a dover gush, that a solid food on a klisheni, still has the status of a kli rishon, as we've already learned. Mikol makom b'diavad ein lasur kshumunach b'klisheni. Tisramchinen al poskum to klisheni enim vashel b'chol gavni. However, if you already smeared the oil or the garlic on the hot meat, on the klisheni, then you could eat the meat. You don't have to worry about it, because you could be somech that dover gush in a klisheni has a din of a klisheni. It does not have the ability to be mevashel. But all of this is only when you're talking about garlic and oil, which is raw and was never cooked. But if it's fats that have been cooked and have then since congealed, then you're allowed to rub it onto the meat, even if it's over the fire. Because it's not going to be subject to bishul anymore, because it was ready in the special once. As we've explained, that you don't have to worry about bishul on a davar yavish that's already been mevushal. Right? When it came to a davar lach, we had three different opinions, but when it comes to a davar yavish, you don't have to worry about bishul anymore. What about nolad umishum nut, meaning after all it's congealed fat, so you're putting it on a hot piece of meat, it's going to liquefy, so isn't that a violation of nolad umishum nolad leka kiven to nivla ba'basar ve'inu be'en, because since it's becoming immediately absorbed in the basar and it's not be'en ubelvashli raskenu be'adayim, as long as you don't actively crush it, raki anichenu alav ma'at ma'at v'numeyoch me'elav, as long as you only place the pieces of fat little by little over it, so when it just melts into the meat. What did the mutal therefore you could use goose fat that has become congealed over hot dishes of rice or beans or things like that, that's on a plate even though it's very very hot, and clearly the congealed fat is going to liquefy, but you just have to put it on a little bit at a time so that it slowly gets absorbed into the food that's being placed on, and therefore that's not a violation of nolad. So again, it's not bishul because we're dealing with something that's a solid that was already mevushal once, and ain bishul achar bishul, and it's not going to be a violation of nolad because it's becoming immediately absorbed into the solid food that it's being placed on. So that is part one of this Mishnah Brura. Part two now. Isa b'tosefta. The Tosefta says, echad nasan nasu, or one guy brings a fire, ve'echad nasan esim, another guy puts wood in the fire, another guy puts a pot on the fire with the wood, and another person puts water in the pot, then someone else puts meat in the pot with the water, then someone else puts spices into that pot, and someone else comes and gives it a stir, every single one of them did an isadar raisa. What is isadar raisa? The guy who brought the fire violated mavir, because when you bring a coal from one place to the other, the the natural wind that comes, even when you walk with a coal, is going to cause it to flare up. So that's going to be mavir. If you put wood on the fire, that is also a violation of mavir. Came kasav Rashi, viduch kulu mishum vashel, and everybody else, the guy that put the water in, and the meat in, and the tavlin in, the guy that gave it a mix, they're all chayv mishum vashel. The guy megis nami mitam zeh, even the guy who stirred it, shkalosu dov nitzarcha bishel arezim vashel, because even though he didn't introduce anything new to the pot, but he did an act of cooking. He did a cooking-related act by stirring it, and that's therefore a violation of vashel kumosh kasav Rambam. Vanosin es hakadeira, why did the guy who put the empty pot on the fire, what did he violate? Myri b'chadasha, we're talking about a brand new pot that hasn't been tried and tested yet. V'chayiv mishum shem sabinu mischazik hakadeira alidei shenosna ala esh, where the kadeira itself becomes hardened by being placed on the fire. Gemara sham v'ayin migdalos, that's how the Gemara explains. So, but if let's say they did it in a different order, echad nasan es hakadeira, one guy put the pot, v'echad nasan es hamayim, then another guy put the water, and there's no fire yet. A guy just puts a pot there. Someone pours water into the empty pot. Someone puts meat into the water. Someone puts spices into it. Another guy brings wood, which is a violation of Tiltum Muktza, but so far no belachas are done. And then someone lights a fire. And then someone comes and gives it a stir. Only the last two are going to be chayiv. That's the proper gears of the Tosefta. Because of Rav Amagi, Dil Divrei Akol, Kol She'in B'Bishulo Chiyuv, Kigon B'Mifushal's Kol Tzarcho, Ein B'Gesasso Chiyuv. So the Magna Mishnah just points out that if you have something that is already fully cooked, stirring it is not going to be a violation midaraisa of anything. U'Beis Yosef Kosu B'Shem HaKolbo, but the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo a Gevaldika Chiddush. Dikshi Al Eish Chayiv B'Gesasso B'Mifushal Kol Tzarcho. That when it's on the fire and you stir it, even if it's already fully cooked, you're going to be chayiv for bishul, meaning that you could. It would be a good trivia question. How can you violate bishul on something that's already mevushal called tzarcho? So according to the Kolbo, just by giving it a stir when it's on the fire, that's a chayiv bishul midaraisa, huge chiddush. Kli bishul shalanu, and then the final part of the Mishnah Berurah, new topic. Kli bishul shalanu shekoren samavar, a type of kli that used to heat up hot water, but in the kli there was a compartment that had coals in it to heat up the water, and it was called a samovar. Shehucha me'erev Shabbos, and was heated already from erev Shabbos. Also, litol menu mayim b'Shabbos k'sheinu gar from menagchalim. If the hot coals are still in there, you're not allowed to take water out of it on Shabbos. Came kasev sefer tzavus yushalim elus and reshim gimelayin shem shevis abishem yushalim tikam sham d'mul yishenu gar if ein shosim menu b'Shabbos. This is something the sefer tzavus yushalim writes in simin reshim gimel and hatam reshu asli prakum m'siri shem yisakel piruka v'mosik mayim. And the concern is that since it still has boiling hot coals in it, if there's no water for it to heat, if you empty it from its water, the coals may ruin the kli. So if you empty it out fully, you might come to add water into it on Shabbos, and that's going to be bishul daraisa. So anytime you have a kli that has hot coals in it, where if you empty it out, it will ruin the kli, so we're concerned you might add water to it. So one might say, okay, so this is pashut nat nogeya bizman hazeh. The whole thing doesn't apply nowadays because we don't have such kelim where there are hot coals in there and the kli will get ruined if you empty it out. However, some of the achronim point out, yes, we do, because some hot water urns, if you empty out all the water from the urn, then the coils could staying on with no water to heat could ruin it. It could burn out the whole urn. And if that's the kind of hot water urn that you have, then it could be usher to drink any water from that urn. So many of the hot water urns have a spout that's not all the way at the bottom, meaning they have the safety mechanism where the spout is a little bit up on the urn so that it will never be fully emptied from the water. Because if it were to be fully emptied from the water, it would break. So that's why we're allowed to use our hot water urns. One should be mindful not to tilt it over in order to get every last drop of water out of it, because then you're back to this problem. And according to this, one should be careful. If you're drinking from our types of kelim on Erev Shabbos, and then it becomes Shabbos, you shouldn't drink from it anymore, because we have this concern that if you empty it entirely, it would break the kli, and therefore we're concerned that you might come to add water into it on Shabbos. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that you're not allowed to smear raw oil or garlic on a roasting piece of meat, even if it's off the fire, and even if it's in a klisheni. The only thing is, if it's in a klisheni, b'di'eved, you'd be allowed to eat it. Then we said you can smear pre-cooked congealed fats on these things. It's not bishul because it's already cooked in bishul achar bishul, and it's not nolad as long as you do it slowly enough that it gets absorbed into the food. And then we said when many different people each do a different stage of the cooking process, how many people are going to be chayiv depends on the order with which they do it. And then we pointed out that great chiddush of the kolbo, that even things that are fully cooked and are therefore not subject to bishul midaraisa, the kolbo says would still be subject to bishul if you do hagasa, if you stir the pot while it's on the fire. And finally we said that you're not allowed to empty a samovar that still has coals because we're concerned that you're going to add water to prevent it from breaking, and that might have ramifications for our hot water urns. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we will pick up with the beginning of Siman Shin Yutes, which is the dinim of Borer on Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.